essence, film is called a mitzvah asei shezman grama. That really noshim apotter. Noshim have no chiv to wear tefillin. Aye, if noshim apotter from wearing tefillin, why weren't the chama moicha by Shaul's daughter? How come they let her wear tefillin? The Torah says, like we hold halacha, kereb yaisi. The yaman noshim soim ches v'shus. Even mitzvahs that noshim apotter on, if they want to, though, they're allowed to do it. We don't have to stop them. There's no baal toisif if an isha does a mitzvah. Rashi kereb yaisi lekamon, that noshim soim ches v'shus. We have a gav dichtiv davral bnei Yisrael. We are matuleim adam kiyakri mikem. V'samach le v'samach yodoi. Even though the pasuk it says when you bring a korban, you're supposed to make a smicha, put your hand on top of the behemoth. It says only bnei Yisrael. Samechus v'lei bnei Yisrael samechus. The pasuk says only bnei men have to and not women. Still, Rabbi Yossi says if an isha wants to, she's allowed to. There's no bal toisef a mitzvah says she's man drama. Even though noshim is potter for nezveg, and since men are mechuyev, there's no bal toisef an isha does it. An isha is allowed to do that mitzvah. It's not called you doing something extra. Because the mindset there are people that do that mitzvah. An isha is just a pshat. The Torah wasn't mechayev to do it, but if she wants to, she's allowed to. Just like by shayfer and by lulav that noshim do it. Lamaisa, but tefillin and tzitzis are the two mitzvahs that noshim don't do usually. They don't put on tefillin and tzitzis. But other mitzvah sessions, man, grum, if they want to, they could do. So the more right for this is, dealer, tein lohochi, the other maisa, ishtel shol yoyna. Yoyna hanavi's wife, hoi soilo regal. She went to the regal zayin, on the gimura golem, she went to the base of Migdish, vlemichobo, and the chum didn't stop her. Now, mi yikulaman di yoma regal av mitzvah sessions, man, grumma. Who in the world could say that his gimura golem is not called the mitzvah sessions, man, grumma? Like Pesach is not here the whole year. Pesach is only on tesvav benisin. Sukkot is only tesvav betishrei. So Klotz is Mitzvah says Zman Gromahu. Ela Kisava Rishus. Ela my the reason why the Chum didn't stop her from other regal zayin, even though an isha's potter, but if she wants to, she's allowed to. Hochinam Atayi Rishus. Here also, if an isha wants to, she's allowed to do the mitzvah. But I call she's allowed to wear tefillin. So I call upon him, there's no riot this man the Yom holds Shabbos is a Zman tefillin. Maybe Taka Shabbos is not a Zman tefillin. Aye, so it's called the mitzvah says Zman Gromo Noshima Potter. So why didn't they stop them? Because we hold like Reb Yossi, that even though they're potter, if they want to, though they're allowed to. So therefore we didn't stop them. So why we don't have any man the yom that holds Shabbos is a Zman film. Right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, no. Holding off Tzadik Vovim Abeis. Yeah, so Mil Shaila again, we want to find the man diyoma that holds that Shabbos is not called, Shabbos is a Zman Tfilin. That you have a chiv to wear Tfilin even on Shabbos. Who's the man diyoma? So, more to say now, Ella, the fourth line, Ella Hai Tanahi, it goes according to this Tana. The Tanya we learned, Hamoitzei Tfilin. If somebody finds Tfilin in the street on Shabbos, is machnisin zug zug, you're allowed to wear them. No, one shall rush and one shall yad, wear them and bring them home in the house and then go out and do it again. But here the Brisa says, echorish, whether you're a man, the echorisha, whether you're a lady, is echor hachadoshes, echot chadoshes, whether they're a new pair of tefillin, the echod yeshonis, whether they're old pair. It's not like our Mishnah says that new ones you don't have a right to wear. Like we'll soon see, because we're afraid maybe it's a kameya, maybe it's on an ornament. Not divrei Rameya, this is Rameya Shittim. He owes even new ones, still, yinemon, zavada, it's filling, and you have a right to wear them home. But the chiddush is, even an isha is also allowed to wear at home. We have Yehuda, oise, bachadoshes. Yehuda holds no. A new pair of filling, you're not allowed to wear. Umatib yeshonis. An old pair of tefillin, then we know vaday it has kedushas tefillin. Then is a bezoyin to leave it in the street on Shabbos, so you're allowed to wear it home. Mashenka and a new pair, we're afraid maybe it's not really tefillin, maybe it's only a kemeya, only an ornament, and therefore you have no kedusham, you're not allowed to wear it home. But our core poems are the Gemara ad kan le pligi ela bechadoshes. There's only a machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda whether a new pair of tefillin are you allowed to wear it home or not. That Reb Yehuda holds like our Mishnah, that we're afraid maybe it's not tefillin, maybe it has no kedusha to it, therefore you're not allowed to wear it home. Ela bechadoshes, the yeshonis, that's so machlokes, whether you're afraid a new pair of tefillin is an ornament, not real kedusha tefillin. Avul beisha loy pligi, but both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda moida that even an isha, even a lady, if she finds the tefillin in the streets on Shabbos, she's allowed to put them on and wear them home. is the Chorash Shema Minu. From here we have a raya that mitzvah asay shaloi hazman dramu. The reason why Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda both hold that even an isha is allowed to wear the tefillin on Shabbos and take them home, because you have to say an isha is also mechuyev to wear tefillin. Why are they mechuyev? Because tefillin is called the mitzvah asay shaloi hazman dramu. It's not totally in any specific time. Any time you have to wear tefillin. Any mitzvah that's not told in a special zman, a special time, but any time you have the mitzvah, is the klal noshim chayavis, that noshim are also mechuyev to do the mitzvah. So here it's a raya that these two, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, hold that Shabbos is a zman mitzvilin. Huadin Laila is also a zman tefillin. Therefore, you're always mechuyev to wear tefillin. Day and night, Shabbos for Yom Tov. Therefore, even an isha is mechuyev to wear tefillin. Therefore, if an isha finds tefillin in the street on Shabbos, she's allowed to wear at home. Mashma, in the way we hold halacha, that noshim apotah from wearing tefillin, we hold know that Shabbos is not a zman tefillin, then the halacha would be an isha would not allow to wear the tefillin home. Because since an isha in the weekday never wears tefillin, there's not a chiyah for it to wear it, for an isha wouldn't be called a tachshit. It'll be called a masli. It's said that she's carrying something she's not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Therefore, since we say that according to Rabbi Meir of Yehuda, even an isha, if she finds tefillin in the street on Shabbos, she's allowed to wear them and take them home, it's a raya that they are also mechuyev in the mitzvah tefillin. Therefore, since they wear tefillin in isha, if they're allowed to put it on Shabbos also, because the disman the yomah, they have a chiyev to wear it. So pshita, they're allowed to wear tefillin even on Shabbos. Therefore, they're allowed to wear it home. So that's the raya that Rabbi Meir of Yehuda both hold, that Shabbos is a zman tefillin. You mechuyev to wear tefillin even on Shabbos. For the Gemara, no. What's the raya? For the Gemara, Vidilma, maybe not like that. Vidilma, sova lo kareb yaisi. Maybe both remain of you hold really an isha is potter from wearing tefillin. Because really, I tell you, Shabbos is not a zman tefillin. Like we hold halacha. You only wear it on days that need an ice. Mashenken, Shabbos has its own ice. You don't have to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So therefore, since it's totally in a zman, noshim takara potter. They don't have to wear tefillin. If the potter, why can isha put on tefillin on Shabbos and wear it home? The Teretz is they hold like Rabbi Yosi. The Yoman Noshim Soim Ches Veshus. That Rabbi Yosi Shita is even though mitzvah Aseh Shas Man Drama, that an isha is potter, she has no chiyuv to do the mitzvah. But if they want to, they're allowed to do it. It's only the pshat the Teretz says they have no chiyuv to do it. But if they want to, they're allowed to. Just like tefillin, just like lulav and shofar. Noshim do it, even though they're potter, they do it because they're same ches v'shus. So maybe that's the same reason why Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda hold they're allowed to put on tefillin on Shabbos. Not because they're mechuyev to wear tefillin on Shabbos, but because they hold like Rebbe Yosi Shita that if they want to, they're allowed to. So according to Rebbe Yosi, since the Venetia wants to, she's allowed to do it, and she has the key of the mitzvah, therefore when they put on tefillin on Shabbos, it's not called they're stam carrying something, it's called a tachshit, it's called like a malbush for them. Because when they wear it, they are mekayim of the mitzvah. And the Gemara, no. Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe Yosi. The Gemara, loy salka daitich, don't think like this. De loy Rebbe Meir sovel like Rebbe Yosi. Because Rebbe Meir does not hold like Rebbe Yosi Shita. In other words, he holds any time a mitzvah that an isha is potter, they're not allowed to do the mitzvah. Fakert, if they do the mitzvah, they're over Baal Tosif. That's what Rebbe Meir holds. And who adin v'loy Rebbe Yehuda sovel like Rebbe Yosi. Who then Rabbi Yehuda also does not hold like Rabbi Yosi. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if an isha would be potter from wearing tefillin, if she would wear it, she'd be over lav about Tosif. Therefore, if an isha finds tefillin in the street on Shabbos, she would not be allowed to wear it home. So how come Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both say that an isha is allowed to wear the tefillin home? Elamai, you have to say that they both hold Shabbos is a zman tefillin. Therefore, there's a mitzvah saseh, shaloi hazman drumon. You're always mechuyev to wear tefillin. Therefore, even an isha has a chiyev to wear tefillin. Therefore, if they find it in the street on Shabbos, they're also allowed to wear it home. Now, what's the raya that they do not hold like Rabbi Yosi? So tomorrow, loy Rab Meir, sovelok Rabbi Yosi. I bring you a raya that Rab Meir does not hold like Rabbi Yosi. The Tanan, we learned, in Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, or in Erechin, ein ma'akfin es atinoikes militkoya. We don't stop children from blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Even though it's a Yom Tov, and Stam Azoy on a Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow the shofar, it's an Issa Midrabonim, but I call upon him on Rosh Hashanah, it's a mitzvah to blow the shofar, so you don't have to stop the kids from blowing the shofar. The pshat is, they're mechuyev in chinuch, so about to have a chiyev mitzvah chinuch,
they're also allowed to blow the shofar for themselves on Rosh Hashanah. Of the diyak, konoshim akfin. But an isha, if she goes to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we have to stop her. You have to stop an isha, she's not allowed to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Because shofar is a mitzvah sasesh as man grama. The mitzvah only comes once a year, Madiraisa, on Rosh Hashanah. Madirabonah is 2 days. But Madiraisa is only 1 day. So since the mitzvah only comes at one time, it's the mitzvah sasesh as man grama, the noshim apotah. Now since they're potter, so therefore if they blow, they're not mekayim the mitzvah at all. So therefore it's an issur for them to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So you have to stop the noshim from blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Now a stam mesnisin is remeya. A stam mishnah goes according to remeya. So according to Rai, remeya does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, even though an isha is potter from blowing the shofar, but if she wants to, she is allowed to blow the shofar because she has the kiyuma mitzvah, like we do. An isha listens to the shofar, and she has a kiyuma mitzvah. So according to Rabbi Yossi, they should be allowed to blow the shofar also on Rosh Hashanah. Why does Remeya, the Stam Mishnah, say an isha is not allowed to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Alamai Tzarai, Remeya does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. He holds since shofar is a mitzvah saseish as man grama, and noshim apotter, they're potter from the mitzvah, is the pshat, if they do the mitzvah, it's an avera. They're over Baal Tosif. Therefore, Nisha is not allowed to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, because you're not doing a mitzvah. If you're not doing a mitzvah, there's an issur of the Rabbanan to blow the shofar, just like on a regular Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow the shofar. So this is a raya, Rabbi Meir does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Another raya now, Loi Rabbi Yehuda, Sovelok Rabbi Yossi. Also, Rabbi Yehuda also does not hold from Rabbi Yossi Shita. What's the raya? The Tanya, we learned it in Braisa. The Pasuk says, Dabar al b'nei Yisrael v'somach. That when you bring a korban, there's a mitzvah for the Bailam to make a smicha. Smicha means you have to put your hand on top of the head of the behemoth and press down. That's a mitzvah smicha. So we dash in b'nei Yisrael, mashmoni the children, the zcharim, the men. We dash in b'nei Yisrael soimchin. Men have a chiyuv when they bring a korban to make a mitzvah smicha. V'ein b'nei Yisrael soimchis. But an isha lady, they have no chiyuv. They're not allowed. They have no chiyuv to make smicha. That's a Tanakama. Now, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Aimrim, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, they both say that Noshim Soimchais Rishus. An Isha, if they want to, they're allowed to. Soimchais Rishus, they have Rishus, if they want to, they're allowed to. So Chori Yossi, it's a Machlokes, the Tanakhama says, no, an Isha is not allowed to make Semicha. And Rabbi Yossi says, yes, even though they're Potter, but if they want to, they're allowed to do it. And we Lalach hold like Rabbi Yossi. The co-point of the Tanakhama, he holds no. They hold that only a man is allowed to make a smicha, and not an isha. An isha is not allowed to do smicha. Now, Stam Sifro, who's the Stam Tanakhama in the Sifro? That's in Teres Kanim in Vayikra. Mani Rabbi Yehuda, that the Stam Sifro goes and leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Noshim are not allowed to do a mitzvah saseh, she's man grama. Therefore, an isha is not allowed to do smicha if she brings a korban. So mainly we have a raya in our Rabbi Yehuda has to hold that Shabbos is a Zaman Tfilin. Because Rabbi Yehuda before said that if an Isha finds Tfilin in the street on Shabbos, she's allowed to wear them and bring them home. Now the question is, if they're not Mechuyev in the Mitzvah, it's an Avera for them to do it. It should be called a Makta, they're carrying it. Why is an Isha allowed to wear the Tfilin home? Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda has to hold that Shabbos is a Zaman Tfilin. Therefore, tefillin is a zman, is a mitzvah saseh, shein a zman grama. There's no time that you put off in the mitzvah tefillin. Therefore, even an isha has a chiyuv to wear tefillin. Therefore, it's good what Rabbi Yehuda says. If an isha finds tefillin in the street on Shabbos, she's allowed to wear it. Because when she wears it, she's mekayim the mitzvah. She has a chiyuv to wear tefillin. So now you see a raya, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both hold that Shabbos is considered a zman tefillin. So the Maran Nudin. Omer Rebbe Loza. If somebody finds tcheles, that's the blue wool, a wool dyed blue, that you think it's kosher for tzitzis, you find it in the street, is l'shoynois tzulis. You find some strips, like a tongue, a strip of this blue wool, you should know it's possible to use for tzitzis. When that money wasn't dyed l'shmo, the locher is, if you want to use wool for tzitzis, befrat tcheles, it has to be woven l'shmo, and it has to be dyed l'shmo, so you have to put the blue, the dam chalazin l'shmo. If you stam find the blue wool in the street, you have to be choshed, maybe it wasn't done l'shmo, it was done l'shem to make begodim, and you can't use it for tzitzis. Ma'ashen ken chutin k'sherim. If you stam find strings of blue wool, the wool dyed blue, that's kosher, then you're allowed to use it for tzitzis.
So the Gemara Maishno, what's the difference? Maishno l'shoynis. The Yomra Daita the Glima Tzevinu. Why do you say if you find the whole tongue, a whole string, full of the blue wool? We say it's possible for tzitzis, because mistam the person dyed it. Almanas used it for a beggar to make clothing out of it, not for tzitzis. Of a zaychutinami, name or dait the glima tavinum. Say the same story, even if you find a string, even just one string. So what? Well, what's the rai he did l'shem tzitzis? Maybe he made it blue, he dyed it blue, l'shem to make a blue coat? And for the Gemara b'shezurin, we're talking about the string was twirled. That's the loch of tzitzis, has to be shezurin, it has to be twirled around, twirled together. For the Gemara shezurin nami neimo, a dait the shift of the glima, I finu. That people also make a twisted string when they want to make like the hem of the beged. The shift of the glima means like the hem. The end part of the beged, they also twirl the strings there. So even though the string is twirled, how do you know he did it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis? Maybe he did it on l'shem of beged. And for the Gemara b'mufsokin, we're talking about you find a bunch of small strings. In other words, usually you make one long string of wool. Here you found the strings cut up. Why was it cut up? Is the kulei hai vadele tarchinchi. A person will not bother himself so much to cut up the strings if you didn't have das to make it l'shem tzitzis. If you still wanted to use it to make a beggar, to make a clothing out of it, you leave the long string the way it is. Since you found the string cut up, it's a raya, the person zicha cut it up to make tzitzis with it. And therefore it's kosher, you're allowed to use these blue strings for your mitzvah tzitzis. Omar Rova, Fregov Akasha. The chiyodam toirech lasis kimeyo. Kemin tefillin. Now the kasha now Mishnah. Our Mishnah says if you find a new pair of tefillin, you're not allowed to wear them home on Shabbos. Why? A new pair of tefillin, you have to be afraid. Maybe the people made l'shem kimeya. They made it stand for an ornament. If you're sick, it's a refuah. That's why they made it. They didn't make l'shem mitzvah tefillin. They made it stand l'shem refuah. Therefore, it has no kedusha. That's what the Mishnah says. So Rav asked the kasha: Does a person bother himself so much to make mamish a pair of tefillin? It's very hard to make tefillin just for kemeya. Like for kemeya, an ornament stamp, take a piece of parchment, that's all. Do you have to mamish form it with four batim? We learned in our Mishnah, when does the Mishnah say if you find tefillin in the street, you're allowed to wear them home on Shabbos, b'yishonis? Only if they're an old pair of tefillin. But a new pair of tefillin, potter, you're not allowed to wear them home. Why? Because we're afraid they have no kedushas tefillin. Maybe they were stam made l'shem kemeyim. So just like you see here by tzitzis, we say, you find the strings cut up, it's kosher, because the person doesn't bother himself so much. So why don't you say the same story in our Mishnah also? A person should not bother himself so much to make a kemeyim, to make an ornament looking like tefillin. So if you find something that looks like tefillin, we should be 100% sure that it is tefillin. Rab Zera said over to his son, Avom, Puk Tani Luhu, go learn, and now Mishnah like, go learn, Hamoitzi Tcheles Beshuk, if somebody finds this blue wool in the street, is L'shayne Tzulim, if it's a whole strand full of, strap full of, full of wool, then it's possible. Because we said the person dyed it to make a beged, and not L'shayne Tzitzis, of the Chutin, Mufsokin, Ksherim. But if you find cut up pieces of string, then it's kosher to make use for tzitzis. Lefi she'nodem teirach, because a person doesn't bother himself so much. So what do you mean to answer him? That ain't chnam l'churi, you're right. Something that's very hard for a person to do, we never want to do l'shem mitzvah. Obama Robus, Rava said back, still they're not answering the question though. O mishum d'toni lo'ava brei, to Rav Zera, keep a tolilei, because good, Rav Zera taught his son Ava this way. So keep a tola like you're going to hang or Esha the Magolius or else the Zomim you're going to hang earrings with it. In other words, so what? So Rav Zera taught his son that way. Of the Biyotanan, I still have my Kasha Shreya now Mishnah. Biyotanan, we learned in our Mishnah. But Meh Devor Mamurim, when do we say if you find tefillin in the street, you're allowed to wear them home on Shabbos, the Yishonis, only if they're an old pair of tefillin. Avo Bechadoshas, but if they're a new pair of tefillin, is Potter. So Rav still has the kasha in our Mishnah. Why does our Mishnah say if you find a new pair, you're not allowed to wear them home? Because you have to be afraid maybe the person made it, l'shem kimeya, stand for an ornament. Why does a person bother so much to make such a type of an ornament? That was Rav's kasha. Elo, so Rav's teretz is, Elo my Rav. Torach, v'loy torach tanoihi. Rav says, Enech nami, staka machlokes tanoihim in this svara. If you say a person works so hard to make something that looks like tefillin, l'shem kimeyanat. It's machlokes tanoim.
The Tanya we learned. Hamoitzi tefillin. If somebody finds tefillin in the street on Shabbos, machnisin zug zug. You're allowed to wear them home one pair at a time. Echor ish v'echor isha. Whether you're a man or whether you're an isha, lady, still you have a heter to wear them home. Echor chadoshes v'echor yishonis. Whether they're new, whether they're old.